This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Republican lawmakers in the U.S. Senate on Wednesday blocked a $110 billion bill to provide aid for Ukraine and Israel. 49 senators voted to approve the measure, while 51 voted against, leaving the bill well short of the 60-vote threshold needed in the Senate to move it forward for a final debate. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer gave a dire warning to his colleagues if new military aid for Ukraine was not approved.
If there's a word for what we most need now, it is to be serious. If Republicans in the Senate do not get serious very soon about a national security package, Vladimir Putin is going to walk right through Ukraine and right through Europe.
President Joe Biden said earlier Wednesday that failing to pass the assistance would be the greatest gift the United States could hand Russian President Vladimir Putin in his nearly two-year war against Ukraine. The bill also included some security measures for the U.S. southern border to curb surging, unchecked migration from Mexico into the United States. But some Republican lawmakers in both the Senate and House of Representatives say they will not approve the additional Ukraine assistance without adopting much stricter border controls, such as blocking all illegal migration. Four candidates for the U.S. Republican presidential nomination sparred for 2 hours Wednesday in the final debate of the year. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump was absent from the event in the U.S. southern state of Alabama, as he has been for three previous debates. That did not stop former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie from criticizing the former president and accusing the others of being too afraid to criticize him.
This is an angry, bitter man who now wants to be back as president because he wants to exact retribution on anyone who has disagreed with him, anyone who has tried to hold him to account.
This is VOA News. Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley was the subject of repeated attacks from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy as they sought to blunt her momentum just weeks before the party's first nominating contest in Iowa.
Nikki, you were bankrupt when you left the UN. After you left the UN, you became a military contractor. You actually started joining service on the board of Boeing, whose back you scratched for a very long time, and then gave foreign multinational speeches like Hillary Clinton is, and now you're a multimillionaire. That math does not add up. It adds up to the fact that you are corrupt.
Haley has risen in polls and drawn increased interest from donors on the strength of her previous debate performances. But Trump is leading all candidates by a wide margin in most voter opinion polls ahead of the Iowa Republican nominating vote on January 15th. Synagogues, mosques, and other faith-based organizations in the U.S. are confronting a spike in hate crimes in the aftermath of the October 7th Hamas terror attack on Israel. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden explains.
The Department of Homeland Security on Wednesday issued a new guide to help churches, synagogues, mosques, and other groups improve the physical security for their congregations and facilities. Security officials say the U.S. remains mired in a heightened threat environment, with the biggest danger coming from individuals or small groups using current events to act out on their grievances. The FBI says the number of hate crime cases alone has jumped by about 60% over the past 2 months, with the majority of attacks targeting the Jewish community. But that warning lights are everywhere. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
The Associated Press says the man suspected of fatally shooting three people and wounding another at a university in the western U.S. state of Nevada was a professor who unsuccessfully sought a job at the school. The AP said a law enforcement official with direct knowledge of the investigation said the suspected gunman previously worked at a university in the state of North Carolina. The official spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity. Authorities said the suspect went from floor to floor in a building that houses the University of Nevada, Las Vegas Business School. UNLV student Marco Lau, who was in the building when the shooting began, told local television station KTNV he was relieved to get away from the scene.
I was just hoping to get away alive at that point, like, because it was loud, like it sounded like it was right there. And when I seen the cops with their guns, I knew it was serious, so I just wanted to get out, you know, make it alive, that's it.
The gunman was killed in a shootout with UNLV officers. There's no immediate word on a motive for the attack. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.